The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has a new member. The board yesterday unanimously appointed Jack Sellers to replace Denny Barney, who resigned to take over the East Valley Partnership. Sellers has served on the Chandler City Council and beat out 12 other candidates for the job. He joins me, and Supervisor Sellers, I'm curious what similarities and differences you anticipate between serving in city government versus county government.
You know, I guess when I decided to go after this position, I thought that it would be extremely similar, so I would be very, very comfortable with it. And for the most part, it is. The way we do things at the dais, the open meeting law requirements and those kind of things. And one of the things that attracted me to the Maricopa County Board was that they appear to do things and react to things the way I did when I was on the Chandler City Council, and that is that even when we had disagreements, even in an executive session that could become heated, when we left the room, we were all on the same page. We all agreed. We all supported whatever the decision was. And I feel like that's really an important thing for a fast-growing county or a fast-growing city like Chandler or Maricopa.
You have been working on transportation issues, specifically chairman of the State Transportation Board. I'm wondering, what are some of the biggest needs, some of the biggest challenges that transportation countywide, that the issues that the board really sort of has jurisdiction over, what are some of the biggest issues you anticipate working on now that you're on this panel?
Well, you know, one of the things that I repeat virtually at every meeting I attend is that we really have a pretty nice infrastructure system here in Maricopa County today. And that's because our leaders 20 years ago did a really great job of planning. And I'm very concerned at this point in my life about what people 20 years from now are going to say about people like me. And we really have some work to do to ensure that they'll look back and say, gosh, they did a great job.
What kinds of things are sort of the top priorities in this area? I mean, what sort of needs the most immediate help, do you think?
Well, you know, the most immediate help really is just looking at congestion and finding ways, you know, the most extreme congestion. And going back to what I said earlier about what a good job we did in planning for the future, you know, congestion here isn't nearly what it is in other major metropolitan areas. But nevertheless, we have some really what I consider to be extreme problems like West I-10 coming into Phoenix. So, you know, State Route 30, which will become an alternative to that, is a major priority that needs to get done. You know, the sections of Interstate 10 between Phoenix and Tucson that haven't been improved need to get done, not only from a congestion standpoint, but just from a safety standpoint. And things like, you know, I-17 between Phoenix and Flagstaff, you know, that needs some serious work because it's not only a place where people go weekends for recreation, but it's a major commerce corridor. And that's one of the things that I really try to keep in focus is that for our economy going forward, that we really need to pay attention to being able to support commerce.
The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors is often referred to, as I'm sure you know, as, you know, among the most important governmental agencies that a lot of people have never heard of and don't really know what it does. Do you see part of your role as sort of letting people know that, A, this panel exists, and B, what it does, and C, why people should care about it?
Yeah, you're exactly on target there. You know, I've been very involved in my community and even beyond Chandler during the time that I was on the Chandler City Council and continuing for the 2 years that I've been off the Chandler City Council. You know, I attend chamber public policy meetings in Mesa, in Gilbert, and in Chandler. I'm involved with the Greater Phoenix Economic Council, International Leadership Council, just a lot of things where I want people to know that I'm the face that's representing them, and I want them to feel like they have access to me on any issues that they might have.
Understanding that you are basically in the first 24 hours of this job, I need to ask if you are looking at running for a full term of your own. You're finishing your predecessor, Denny Barney's term, which ends in 2020. Do you plan to run for a term of your own at that point?
You know, right now I absolutely do, because one of the things that caused me to look at going after this position is that we are really at a critical time in planning the future of our transportation infrastructure. And, you know, I'm very motivated to take advantage of technology and help us move towards being a smart region. And, you know, I don't feel I can accomplish that in 2 years. It's going to take beyond that to really do justice to what needs to be accomplished there. And, you know, I really want to be a part of that.
All right. Jack Sellers is the new member of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, serving in a district representing the East Valley. Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.